Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof enough for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in the deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
By the reading of this Gospel, may your sins be wiped away.
When I was a kid, I had pretty bad skin. I still do, but it was worse when I was a kid. And as a result, I frequently had to go to the dermatologist. Now, this is what going to the dermatologist is like when you're a 15-year-old boy. You are going to the doctor because your skin is so bad, Walmart can't take care of it for you, so you have to go to a doctor. And when you go to the doctor's office, all of the people there are women, and they all have perfect skin. It's totally unfair. And then, when you have cystic acne like I do, one of these beautiful women has to gown up in what looks like a hazmat suit with a visor and breathing apparatus and everything to essentially surgically excise it. The dermatologist's office is far more dramatic than just having that skin. But it was good for me because that experience of lying on a table watching this beautiful woman behind this crazy mask try and poke me in the face gave me the most honest feeling that I ever had of what it's like to be a leper. Can't touch them. The sickness is literally written on their face. And it isolates you from other people and even from yourself because you begin to hate your own body. Why is it rebelling against you and making you look in this awful way? Listen again to what Moses wrote to the people in Leviticus. If someone has on his skin a scab or a pustule or a blotch, which appears to be the sore of leprosy, then he should be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his descendants. And if the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore. Modern scholars tell us that the leprosy that the Jews were concerned with 2,000 years ago is not the kind of leprosy that concerns our world 200 years ago. It's not what Father Damien took care of on the island of Molokai. It's not what today we call Hansen's disease. That's horrible, and he did good stuff, but these are different monkeys. The kind of thing that they're talking about in the Old Testament is probably something more like ringworm, ordinary eczema, psoriasis, which means it's a whole lot more of us that would have something to worry about in the Old Testament than it did today. And what happens to you if you're plagued with this sort of leprosy? Listen again to Moses. "The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare. If you go out without a hat, which no self-respecting Jew would ever do, you keep your head covered in public to remind you of God who is above you. You shall muffle your beard and cry out, unclean, unclean, lest there be any doubt from the sores on your face that there is something real bad wrong. As long as the sore is on him, he shall be declared unclean, since he is in fact unclean. And he shall make his dwelling apart, his home, outside the camp. Now, we all have this sense that leprosy is a thing that isolates you, that keeps you separate and apart from the people. But it is especially important in light of today's healing, because it's not just that Jesus cleanses lepers. We already know that. The most basic version of the Jesus story has that in mind, right? But what Jesus does here, and what the leper does here, is singular. It's unique. That's why the church pairs the readings together. The leper came to him and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hands, touched him, and said, "I do will." He made clean. Jesus does what you cannot do, what under no circumstances must you do. Jesus reaches out and he touches the leper. The whole point of that first reading is to keep them far away, to keep them isolated, to keep us safe. Jesus never said, "I have come that they might have safety and safety more abundantly." I have come that they might have life and life more abundantly. He reaches out and he touches the leper right there, right on the sore, right where it hurts, right where it counts. And he's made clean. Then he says to them, "See that you tell no one anything, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof enough for them." For them. Not for you. You're a no-one. It's literally written on your face. The sacrifice is for them, for the people. And as a result of doing this, what happens? The man went away. We're not told whether he ever went to the priest and made the sacrifice. But he went away and began to publicize the whole matter. And the report spread abroad so that, you ready for it? It was impossible for Jesus to enter into the towns. Jesus had to isolate himself. Jesus touched the leper. Jesus became the leper. There weren't sores on his face, but in order for him to function, he had to remove himself from the people. He imposed an isolation on himself. Now, of course, the result was different here. People wanted to keep away from the lepers. People wanted to come close to Jesus. But he had to in order to be able to move on and heal anybody else. He remained outside in the deserted places, but people kept coming to him from everywhere. Jesus didn't just heal the leper. He didn't just take away the sore. He didn't just restore him to the community. He did all that. But he didn't do just that. He didn't do only that. He took on the leper's pain. He took on the leper's suffering. He took on the leper's identity, which was literally sin written across his face. Jesus took it on personally. And he offered it up. Now, if you've been to church like twice, then you know that the way you're supposed to read these stories is we're all spiritually lepers, and we've all got some sort of deep rot inside us. And that's probably true. I don't know about you, but I know that I've got one or two or three or four predominant vices that get me into trouble, the things that constantly come up. And it's true that those are the things that I need healed from. But it's not simply a matter of Jesus, like some kind of a magician, waving a magic wand, and suddenly I'm less crabby than I used to be. Or I'm more honest with myself and other people. Or I'm less arrogant, more humble. That's not how this works. Jesus reaches out and touches the sore. He pokes his finger inside it. And it hurts like hell. You ever probe the part of it that hurts? Right? It does. It hurts more when it gets touched. It hurts more when it heals. And that's the point. Because the leper's illness, though it shows up on his skin, is more than skin deep. It's like what I had to do with a dermatologist. You've got to be healed from the inside out. Which is why it takes Jesus to do it. Lent's about to begin. And we're already contemplating what it is we're going to give up and what it is we're going to do extra, what our prayers and devotions are going to be for the next 6 weeks, where our charity is going to go. It's all good. It's all important. Look at your lens. Look at your sores. Those grudges you've nursed for generations. Those old hurts you think you've dealt with, but when you wake up in the night and can't go back to sleep, you know you've lied to yourself. Look at your habits that still get you into trouble. Look at the relationships that are so dysfunctional they continue to screw up your life. Look at those parts of you that hold you back from reaching out to God. It's not all about you, but for me, I know most of the stuff that's not right with me. And I, in theory, would like for God to make it all better. But it is real scary to think about what my life is like without some of that dysfunction, without some of those wounds, without knowing those hurts. It is real scary to imagine having a relationship with some people again. It is real scary to imagine other people knowing just how broken I really am. Learn from the wisdom of the leper. Bareheaded. Open robes. Pleading before Jesus. If you will it, you can make me clean. He does will it. For each one here. And today, his only word for every one of us is only this. He made